BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Jordan. I'm 15. And I'm from East Kilbride. You might not know this, but I've got MC Hammer's trousers. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio.
So Jordan intro'd the show today, and he has some of the greatest rock and roll memorabilia of all time.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Hey Jordan.
Hey.
What's going on?
Not much.
What are you doing today?
Just gonna go to training.
Training for what?
Muay Thai.
I'm sorry?
Muay Thai.
What's that, please?
EK Fight Gym. It's a martial art.
Oh, martial arts training?
Yeah.
Have you done martial arts before?
No, I've been doing this for about 3 months now.
Are you any good?
I'm the best, obviously.
Could you have me in a fight?
No, definitely not.
Nah, didn't think so. Right, so tell me, why have you got a pair of MC Hammer's trousers?
I was just going through eBay one day and seen them and thought, why not?
When was this?
A few months ago.
How do you know that they are actually his?
Well, I don't, but wishful thinking. I hope for the best.
Were you involved in a heavy bidding war?
No, not really. It was a buy or one-off thing.
Right, buy it now.
Them. Yeah.
How much, if you don't mind me asking?
£95.
You are joking me.
That was a bargain. A bargain, Scott.
£95?
£95.
And what do they look like, then? Describe them.
They're flashy gold. Very, very baggy.
How often do you wear these, Jordan?
All the time.
Are you wearing them now?
No, not now. I could put them on for you.
I'm all right. That would be weird.
I know.
Are you a big fan of MC Hammer?
I love him.
Which is your favourite MC Hammer song?
Hammer Time, obviously.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
That one, yeah. Do you own any more of his clothes, or is it just his trousers?
No, just his trousers. Might start a collection.
Right, you're 15. How come you're such a big fan of MC Hammer?
I like all the old music. I don't like any new music these days.
Oh, welcome to Radio 1.
The classics are the best.
What kind of occasion would lend itself to wearing your MC Hammer trousers?
Weddings, maybe.
You've been to a wedding in those trousers?
No, not yet, but...
Where have you worn them?
I don't wear them in public.
Oh, just around the house?
Yep.
But you think it was money well spent?
Yeah, it was.
I quite like that you're not 100% sure that they're MC Hammer's trousers. You've just seen it online, you've seen MC Hammer's trousers.
Bye.
I'll have them.
Like I said, wishful thinking.
Well, Jordan, good luck with your martial arts today.
Thanks.
And I really hope they are MC Hammer's actual trousers.
Thanks.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
It's Zosha.
Zosha?
Yes.
Funky name. Where are you?
I'm in Hitchin in Hertfordshire right now.
What's going on, Zosha?
I'm just J-chilling, doing some work, you know.
Right, tell me.
Oh, right, well, one time I was casually in Cannes with my friend, and we somehow ended up on this, like, rooftop-y clubby thing, and Lady Sovereign just happened to be playing there.
Lady
so
Sov?
I thought, yeah, Lady Sov, as she does. So I don't know why, but I just took her hat off. And then I was like, woo! And then she looked real angry, so I was like, oh my god. Then I gave it back.
You do realise that I cannot condone this in any way, and that would have been theft.
Well, I gave it back, so that's okay. No?
Yes, but you had the intention of theft, and if that was the case, then I would have had to pass all my documents on to the police.
Well, I gave it back, so there's no evidence apart from what I just said.
Okay. So you try and nick Lady Sovereign's hat from atop her head. She goes a bit bonkers, and then you go, oh, I'm scared, and gave it back.
Yeah. She didn't go bonkers exactly. She just had a bad look in her eyes. So I thought, oh, this isn't going to end well. So I, you know, gave it back.
Yeah, and she could duff you up.
Exactly, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
She's not the calmest lady we know.
Well, yeah, you don't want to cross her.
No.
You did wise to give the hat back in Cannes.
Yeah, I did. Definitely did. I didn't even think I'd get it back in my hand luggage anyway. It might have had like a...
Cool story, though. Almost greatest rock and roll memorabilia.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today, Chris is flying solo on Innuendo Bingo. We couldn't find anyone to play with Chris today, because Becky's still off. Hey, Chris, by the way.
Hello.
but we do have an assortment of interesting things that he's going to put in his mouth. We tried it with milk last week. We're moving it up a level again for innuendo bingo.
I'm really not too keen on this.
Don't say what they are. They're at the back of the studio right now. Mostly canned items.
Oh.
We do need a tin opener, if anyone's listening upstairs. Anyone got a tin opener? I thought Fern Cotton's team would have one, you know?
Why?
I just thought they would. They're the type. But they don't.
Well, I don't know if that's a compliment or some kind of negative.
They don't have a tin opener in their possession, which I find hard to believe. Or if they do, they're not letting us have it.
No. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. Cassidy in Jersey's been on. Hey, Cassidy. I like hearing from the Channel Islands. Hello, Channel Islands. He works for a company that specialises in selling rock memorabilia. They managed to flog Pamela Anderson's negligee yesterday. And wants to know... God knows how they got that. Wants to know how much I will bid for a bit of Justin Bieber's hair. I'm not in some kind of bidding war with you. And I'm certainly not paying as much as our listener Jordan paid for his MC Hammer trousers. £95. They're probably not even his.
£95 for Bieber's hair,
no,
would you not?
No, I'm not. I'm saying that.
I think there's people that would.
Yeah, there probably is, but it's not me. What I'll do is next time he comes into Radio 1, I'll just snip a piece off when he's not looking. For free. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. Ready for this?
It's Tuesday. It's 1:45. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Tuesdays and Thursdays, 1:45 means Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1. Hello, if you're watching on the website, Martha is, so is Ali and Charlotte and M in Newcastle. If you're on your lunch break at the moment, get on the website. You're about to see Innuendo Bingo happen as well. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. I'm waving. Hello. And on the floor today is Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello. Hello.
You look quite comfy there, actually.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
if I'm honest.
Now, we've taken a new approach today on Innuendo Bingo. If you look at the website, you'll be able to see this. There's kind of like a big red sheet with some suspect stains on it that we are using for today's bingo. Chris does have a bin liner on, and we do have... We used milk last week. We've got some various different stuff for you to try today. Is that all right?
Yeah, right.
So... If you're playing along at home with water, I hope you are, let me know how it goes. The idea is, I play some clips of bingo that people have spotted from various radio and TV programmes that sound a little bit rude. You put the liquid in your mouth. If it's funny, obviously the liquid will spray out. Because Chris is lying on the floor today, obviously, on his own, it's going to go up in the air and then fall back on his face.
Brilliant.
Yeah. So... Are you ready?
I'm ready. What were you starting with then?
Well, I thought what we would start, just like a little starter for you, it is some nice yoghurt.
Okay, good.
It's like natural yoghurt, and it is bio.
How's this going to work?
If that makes any difference.
Are you going to feed me the one that doesn't speak?
The one that doesn't speak is going to... Hand you the yoghurt there.
Right.
Hope you're watching this on the website. It's going to be ace.
Okay, ready?
I am ready. Nice big mouthful of yoghurt there. And Louise off Melton Mowbray sent this one in. Lay back. The yoghurt is now in his mouth. More, Chris. More yoghurt in the mouth, please. Now, yesterday was a very special day on Radio 1. Fern's show was a little bit different, as Reggie Yates is about to explain. This is from Radio 1 yesterday. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cameras on Chris, please. Let's go.
Fern's on straight after me, plugging herself. Right, let's get to the next song.
Oh, no.
This is brilliant already.
Where's the clock?
That went straight up your nose.
Okay. I don't think... You know what? This wouldn't happen if Becky was here.
We have not, safety is
we have
off.
Not thought this through at all. It's in my mind.
That was awesome.
Okay, I now can't see what we do next.
That was awesome.
I literally can't see. Have we got another cloth?
Fern's on straight after me, no. Plugging herself. Right, let's get to the next song.
Okay, we could get you a cloth now, Chris. Okay. Don't worry. Oh, I'm exhausted already.
Can I open my eyes?
Just try.
Oh, yeah, we're all right.
You could.
Oh, ow. Oh, no.
Okay. Now, a few people spotted this one, and it was sent in by Lewis.
Oh, I'm in pain.
Lewis in London, and Martin in Birmingham, and also Jay. I think some more yoghurt, actually.
No. Yeah, all right.
Oh, actually, no, let's go for the pea soup.
The what?
Pea soup.
Okay.
All right, so...
It's a weird combination of flavours about it, isn't it?
But you're getting a lot of different flavours there on the palate.
That yoghurt was rank as well. I think it's off.
Neil, it wasn't off. We bought it fresh today. Neil says, I'm watching this in the library at uni and getting some very strange looks. It's brilliant. I'm watching live. It's so funny. Says Sharon from Warwick. Okay, Chris, you ready?
Pea soup.
Pea soup in the mouth.
Right.
Thanks to everyone who sent this one in. This was only just on like an hour ago, and it's from today's bargain hunt. Ready? Here we go.
Let's find out what the auctioneer thinks about Phil's truncheon.
One truncheon. It's always nice to handle something like this. You know, it's been worked well. It's lovely and smooth. It's just a lovely, lovely piece of equipment there, and it's just got such a nice feel to it.
The pea soup there, everybody.
Oh, no.
Oh, Chris. I feel bad now.
I feel ill.
I want Becky to come back for you.
Have we got another cloth?
Yeah. God. Okay, we're just... You just laid in it.
It's like an heart attack down here.
It's heart attack with Neil Buchanan. Right, it is like a heart attack. This is awesome.
This
on the
is
website.
Gross.
I love this.
Hang on.
Okay, ready? Few bits from the snooker now.
What's next? What are we doing next?
I think next we're going to have the old favourite spaghetti hoops.
Oh.
Right. Maz and Milton Keynes is enjoying it.
It's so gone on my nose.
So is Bryony in Stockport.
I know this is gross, but what do I do?
I know, what can you do?
Right,
one that doesn't speak is now feeding Chris some spaghetti hoops. Mm. Old school. Mm. Right. Bez sent this snooker one in. Let me know when you're ready. Yeah?
Mm.
All right. Good luck. Here we go. With the snooker.
After the form he produced yesterday, there was a serious chance that Ronnie O'Sullivan could wrap up his semi.
This is so wrong. Oh my word.
I can deal with this much more. I feel sick.
There's so many spaghetti hoops on your nose.
Is there?
Yeah, there was.
Oh, no. Oh,
this has gone so wrong.
It's an absolute mess down
right,
there.
Can we have some more, please? We've got to speed this along.
Really?
Push him along, Tony. A little bit more yoghurt.
More yoghurt. That's my least favourite this has been so far.
Okay, just a little sip of yoghurt there, because we've got to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Mark off Bury St Edmunds sent this one in.
Playing safe off this red. And I catch it just right, though. Dreaded kiss on the brown.
I really need you to watch this on the website.
Oh.
That was a good one.
This is dreaded kiss on the brown.
Oh. What a mess.
I don't think I can move now.
It's like someone's done an art project on your face.
I think it's probably best if I just stay in this position.
Cool, okay. Let the one that doesn't speak feed it to
you.
Is
that okay? I'm not going to open my eyes because I did that last time and it hurt.
What is this now? That looks to me like a soup. And is it the...
Well, how are you going to do this? Because I'm lying down.
Like, is it vegetable soup? Sorry, you'll just get spooned it.
Am I expecting hot or cold here?
It's cold.
Oh, great.
Bit of veg soup. One of your five a day there. Okay, ready?
I'm not sure we can do it like this.
Okay, have you got enough in there?
No.
Do you want some more?
Yeah.
Right, just feed it to him when they don't speak. You're listening to BBC Radio 1. Stephen Luton doesn't think we can top today's innuendo bingo. I think it's going to be hard, you're right. Ready? More snooker. This one, found by Steve, one of our listeners.
Four.
As I say, I'd prefer not to have flicked the pink.
I think the snooker commentators are doing it on purpose now, because they're a bit bored.
You'd prefer not to have flicked the pink.
Right, Chris?
I'm all right.
All right, nearly over.
How many more?
Okay, so let's now... What should we have now?
Well, it's all starting to taste a bit weird.
Is it? So you've got a mixture of the yoghurt there, the pea soup...
I'm getting pea soup, yoghurt, vegetable soup.
Do you fancy some frozen peas?
Go on then, yeah.
Yeah, cool. All right, so BBC Radio 1, if you're watching on the website, this is Innuendo Bingo.
I can't open my eyes, but I'm going to turn the one that does a pea. If you can feed me the peas.
Feed me the peas. Oh, bless you.
It's all gone very Neil Buchanan, hasn't it?
It has, it certainly has. Okay, loads and loads and loads of people sent this one in. It's from the FA Cup final on Saturday. Tim, Jason, like literally too many people to mention. Hundreds of people sent this one in, but thank you. You've got the frozen peas in your mouth?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Didier Drogba, well, he's just a big lovable lump, really. Graham Norton seemed to get inside him last night. Hard to fathom at times.
They're just spraying out of his mouth. Right there, Chris. pee up your nose.
Graham Norton seemed to get inside him last night.
Okay, we've got one more now.
One more.
Yeah, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more yoghurt. Can I just say, I'm so sorry about this. Loads of people are saying that Becky needs to come back really soon.
This is getting beyond.
Because it is getting silly now.
There's no element of... Right.
Okay. Now, this one's not so much of innuendo, more of a kind of slip of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Peter in Birmingham, thanks for this one. A bit more natural yoghurt there. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
How about, I think we
like
finish. How
person.
I think we finish. I am a mature penis person, and I'm not running away from you, Dominic, but I think we're finished. I am a mature penis person.
There he goes. I think out of all of them, the yoghurt is my absolute favourite. Let me know what you think on 81199. I'm so sorry, Chris. I'm sorry if I'm ruining our friendship. I think we'll be fine.
I'm done.
We'll work through this. Wow. I don't think we're going to be able to top that. I honestly don't. That was various liquid innuendo bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Something really awkward happened to me yesterday. Really awkward.
At Britain's Got Talent? Or...
No, before. I was on Radio 1 yesterday, and it was a bit different because we were counting down the top 150 songs of the millennium. It was really good, actually. We did it right the way through from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. And what was happening was, as well as you being able to hear it on Radio 1, you could go to the Radio 1 website and watch all the videos to go with the songs. Really nice, cool idea. Like we do every Sunday on the official chart with the top 10 videos from 6 p.m. So there I am. I'm banging out the hits. Playing the videos to go with them. And then, you know when you sat there with Ruth Lorenzo off X Factor like 4 years ago, and then the world's most awkward thing happens? That. So, Ruth comes in to talk about the year she was on X Factor, and to talk about the song Hero, which was her year X Factor finalist song for charity.
Yeah.
So, we chat about everything. We're like, oh yeah, really good song, and raised a lot of money for charity. Ruth, thanks very much for coming in. It was When a Hero Comes Along.
Yes, I remember it.
Mariah Carey. And it was like JLS and Alexandra Burke in the video. It was that year. And of course, Ruth. Only the video that we played out on the website was the wrong year, the wrong X Factor finalists. We did the one with One Direction in and Rebecca Ferguson, which was the David Bowie song, Heroes.
Oh, right, yeah.
Heroes, brilliant. Not Hero.
Whose fault is that? Is that yours?
No, it is not.
That's brilliant. And what, she just sat there?
Right, so the thing was, we didn't have the other one with her on it ready. So she is sat there going, and then about 10 seconds in, she's like, Scott, yeah. Darling, this is not my video. What do you mean? This is not the one I am in. I'm like, oh, okay, really good. I'm really sorry about that. Then she has to sit through the entirety of the video because I can't take it off because we're too busy finding the other one with her in it, which we never found in the end. Here's me sounding really awkward after we play the wrong one. BBC Radio 1, this is Scott Mills. the eagle-eared and eyed amongst you may notice that is the wrong hero by X Factor finalists. Confusing because they're both called Hero. One of them is Hero. One of them is Heroes. And thanks to all the people texting and going, hang on a second, where's JLS? Where's Ruth? Where's Alex? One Direction, I can hear One Direction. What's going on? That was the one from the One Direction year, wasn't
it? But Ruth, it's an easy mistake to make because they're called the same, so it's well similar.
Oh, God! I can't bear it!
So she sat through the whole song.
She sat through the whole song.
The whole thing.
Which she wasn't even on. Then we're desperately trying to find the other one with her on. And like, you know, going through the bins.
Searching through your bag, right?
Trying to find it. Have I got it here on CD somewhere? But some expert filling, I think, from me. And we are actually going to play the song in just a moment, the one that you were on,
yes,
Ruth. So where did you do the video?
Amazing.
Where did you film that video?
So where
with
did
all
you
of you
video?
Singing, standing there with your headphones on?
Great question.
It was outside some studios in Surrey. And actually, I remember speaking to Penelope Cruz. She was in the ladies' room. What?
It carried on like that. And we still couldn't find it. Do you still watch the show?
I do.
Three, I do.
That means you don't.
Can you hear the awkwardness in the room?
I like the voice. I do like the voice. I love the judges. I'm in love with the Will I Am.
I know. Then after all that, she says she likes the voice better. So
what went to plan?
It went really well. So, Ruth Lorenzo, I do very much apologise for yesterday's massive error.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I was at Britain's Got Talent last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. And I was on the More Talent show, the one on ITV2 afterwards, which is always a right laugh.
Oh, I saw a bit of it. Brian Dowling as well.
Brian Dowling off of Big Brother.
Mm.
And also Amy Childs off of Only Ways Essex, not anymore.
Was she nice?
Yeah, she was really nice, actually. Had a nice chat and obviously did the show, had a little drink afterwards. And
where's this going?
I don't know, we just swapped numbers. Well, actually, she offered her number to me.
What she said to you?
She just said, take my number.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you do this?
In what way?
Well, like, I don't understand why they're so forthcoming with numbers for you.
Is that something that you would like?
Well, yeah. Definitely.
It wasn't call me maybe.
Oh, really?
It wasn't, hey, I've just met you. It wasn't that.
But you had just met her.
I had just met her, and it was crazy.
And there's a number.
So here's my number, babes. Call me maybe. No, she's very nice. She just said, do you want to take my number and we'll keep in touch?
Right, so when's the date?
There's no date. Why does there always have to be a date? I'm just sensing that you're annoyed with me again.
Well, I just don't understand why it's you who keeps getting all these numbers.
Just because some female celebrities decide to give me their number.
But you don't even ask for it.
Are you saying that I'm not using the numbers in the right way?
I think there's other people who...
Who could make better use of them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like who?
Well, most lads in Britain.
Lads. Yes, but that's not the point. She knows that I'm not going to abuse her number at 3 o'clock in the morning by texting her or something.
Did you give her your real number?
I changed the digit. No, I didn't.
Did you?
No, we'll keep in touch. But I bet if there wasn't a pass lock on my phone, you'd be going straight through to see who you could find.
Yeah.
And you don't know the password, do you?
We should do this. Let me go through your phone.
I'm all right, thanks.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know, hairdressers sometimes have hilarious names.
Yeah.
You'll find out this if you listen to any local radio station, because normally they have a phone-in about it. And Andy's been on, and he says his local hairdresser is called Short and Curly's.
Ali Baba, that's always one, isn't it?
Gary's just called in, and his local one is called Have It Off. Now, Becky, off of our show, she's off. She's still ill at the moment, love her. But in a rare trip out of the house the other day, she did actually spot a really good one. And I think it's the best hairdresser name I've ever heard. I think if you own a hairdresser, it's the law that you have to sit down before you open your salon and just think of a really good name to do with hair, don't you? A cut above.
Headmasters.
Yeah. They must really think about it long and hard. Do you think they've got this kind of list and they're like, no, not good enough? No, not good enough.
Sophisticuts. That's
another
good one.
That's a good one, isn't it?
There's a really good one here. Hairway to Heaven.
Yes, you see? They would have really stressed about that. There were so many meetings in the salon beforehand. Anyway, Becky's come up with this really good one, and I'm going to call them now, see if they actually exist.
Downstairs.
Sorry, where is this again, please?
Upstairs, downstairs.
And you're a hairdresser?
Yes.
Called Upstairs, Downstairs?
Yeah.
Is Scott Mills here from Radio 1?
All right, cool.
Nice to speak to you, Upstairs, Downstairs.
Okay, thank you.
Can I just ask, why is it called that?
It was my mum's shop before it was mine, and we've just carried the name on, really.
Do you know why she called it that?
I don't know.
No?
No, no.
All right then, thanks.
Okay, thank you, bye.
See, that, for me, that brings up all sorts of weird thoughts in my head. Or is it just me?
That's incredible.
Upstairs, downstairs. Do you know what I'm saying?
Why would you call it that?
Is that one of the services? If so, that's a unique hairdresser.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
As well as the Lorenzo blunder yesterday... On the top 150 songs of the millennium, we're playing out the videos on the website. And obviously, you know, on some videos, the song stops and nothing happens for a while.
Yeah.
And if you're not watching the video on the radio, that just sounds weird. So I was trying to do audio descriptions yesterday of what was happening in the video for people listening at home or in the car. Did you enjoy my audio descriptions?
I heard one of them, yeah, when I was driving around. I heard the Alexandra Burke one.
Some people are saying it was the best bit of the show, which I appreciate.
But you made stuff up. You made up these whole stories around it. Like,
well, I was just saying what I saw, really.
She looks cold. She's probably left the house without a jumper on. It was like stuff like that.
Yeah, the Alexandra Burke one was, like, the song stops. And obviously we're playing the video version. So on the radio it just sounds weird because there's, like, loads of car screeching noises. And then it was... Alexandra Burke is in an NCP car park. There are some men there who look like they want to duff her up. She's wearing tight leather trousers. She bursts through a wall. They don't want to duff her up at all. They just want to join in with the chorus to this amazing song, Bad Boys. And I think it kind of worked. We should do that more often and just play the videos out and I can just do little descriptions.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I met David Walliams' dog last night.
How was that?
Let me put that into context for you. I was in the... studios of Britain's Got Talent. I was going on the ITV2 show after, and it's the same place where they do X Factor, and all the judges for both shows have a special corridor, and it's like the corridor of power where all their dressing rooms are. I was walking along the corridor of power. God knows I got in there. I had the right wristband. They gave me the wrong one by mistake. And so I'm walking down, and I see David Walliams. I'm like, oh, hello. And he's like, hello, darling, like he does. And he's such a flirt. And there he had his little dog with him, which was exactly the kind of dog that you would expect David Walliams to have.
Was it like a small little poodle or
little
something?
Little camp thing, yeah.
Right.
Really cute, but so camp. And I think I was like, oh, look at you, like you do, that's dog language.
Are you good with animals? I've
I
never
am, actually.
Really seen you around them.
Apart from the time where I had to look after someone's dog and I tried to take it on the bus and that went wrong because it had to kind of step up, and I think I've talked about this before. And then there was also the incident where I spilled the red wine on the white dog.
Yes.
Remember that?
I remember that.
And I had to put wine away on it.
Right.
Which isn't advisable either, so don't do that, please. There's still a mild pink stain on that white dog. It's my flatmate sister's. Anyway, so I'm like, oh, like you do, you know that dog language you go into. And it kind of nicked me on the finger a little bit. I wouldn't say bite.
Yeah.
Can you see that there?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that's just red pen, actually.
Oh.
Can you see any, you know, when the pen just
very
links?
Tiny mark.
Yeah, it's a little bit. So, yeah, a cute dog. I like it that David Walliams takes his dog to work, though. I used to find it quite annoying. There was a radio station I used to work at. There was a really posh woman who was based on the fourth floor, and she was right next to this spiral staircase, and... The dog would just get in the way of the stairs all the time. It's like, stop bringing a dog into work. But I think I've kind of changed my mind. I've got a bit older. I think it's quite a nice thing to do.
Yeah.
Do you think if I got a dog, I'd be allowed to bring it in to Radio 1?
I don't think Becky would allow it.
Well, yeah, health and safety.
Of the health and safety.
Blah,
and
blah.
But I think it'd be great. I think it'd be great if we had a little pet just sort of running around.
I know for a fact there's a boss of another radio station that's pretty much got a dog grooming parlour in the radio station next to his big office.
I'm trying to work out what kind of dog you would have. I don't know. It's a tricky one, that, isn't it?
I think probably something butch, like
really?
Like an Alsatian.
Right. Or a pit bull. Or I mean, like, what are those really puffy ones called?
Chihuahua?
No, not a Chihuahua.
I don't know much about dogs. I don't know what Dog Williams is, but it is cute. I'm going to send an email and see if I'd be allowed. Hang on. Who do I speak to?
The Scott Mills Daily.
That makes me want to hear those Gabrielle Aplin slowed down versions of adverts again. They were great. Have you seen there's a new one on TV? After we were talking about this last week, we were saying how they take, like, songs and slow them down and put a female vocal on them.
Yeah.
And then, bosh, there's your advert for a tea or something, or sometimes a holiday. There's one on for a certain brand of wall filler. Now, have you seen that one?
Wall filler?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. To fill in all your cracks. They've just slowed it down.
Right.
And then there's a new one, which a lot of people have been talking about on my Twitter and on my email. They've slowed down, I think for a Sky advert, they've slowed down You're the One That I Want, or some song from Grease.
Yeah, I've heard this, actually.
Have you seen that?
Yeah. It's not really a rock song, but all the same, same idea.
They've kind of given it the same treatment. They've kind of put a female vocal on it, slowed it right down. We've got a very strange day tomorrow. Tomorrow, the combined age of the two people we're hanging out with, just worked it out, is 423.
Right. Really?
Tomorrow afternoon on this show, our old friend David Hasselhoff is going to be here.
Right.
I don't even know why.
Does he?
It's just a kind of thing now where every time he's in the UK, he just comes in. I don't even know what I'm going to talk about. Oh, God, he's in that new film, isn't he? I saw the trailer the other day. Have you seen the trailer?
For what?
Piranha 3 Double D.
Oh, God.
Because I remember, I rang him last year, and I was like, what have you been up to? And he's like, I'm in North Carolina, I've just been fighting some piranhas. I'm like, what? And now it all makes perfect sense a year later. He was filming Piranha 3 Double D.
Brilliant.
I believe he plays a lifeguard in it. Standard. And there's a lot of, from the trailer, a lot of Double D action.
We'll and piranhas.
And piranhas. So yeah, the Hoff's in tomorrow. And then, can I just ask, one that doesn't speak, and you, Chris, are we all still up for this dinner with Engelbert Humperdinck tomorrow night?
Has it not been cancelled yet? I just assumed it'd cancel at some point.
No, it's not been cancelled. He is our Eurovision entry this year. Right, I've been told to make it early, because he's old.
Really?
Well, it was, but I said like 8:39. It's been pushed to like 5:30.
Oh no.
He's got to go to bed.
I was hoping to drag him along to karaoke or something.
I know, I wanted to take him to like, I don't know, some kind of bar.
I'm sure we can. I'm sure, you know what I mean? A couple of drinks.
A couple of wines inside him. Let's take him out. I think we're going for the early bird special tomorrow.
All right. I think amazing.
We'll all be done by 7. So, yeah, that's tomorrow. We need to get Engelbert on the show at some point to show our love for Eurovision, I think, this year. Because he might bring it home, you never know. Blue didn't do it last year. He might.
Well, I'm going to support him.
Yeah. Get behind the hump.
Put a dink on it.
Yeah. Mama do the hump.
BBC Radio 1. For the Scott Mills Daily.
Oh, what's occurring?
But here's your first round of Oh, What's Occurring Today, and thank you, Greg, for playing along.
That's all right. Is it Ruth Lorenzo based?
It's not. Let's just forget that ever happened. You know, when it's your birthday, there are some people, there's a certain type of person who just don't shut up about their birthday all day. Oh, it's my birthday, by the way. You're watching Sunday Brunch with Tim Lovejoy and Simon Rimmer the other day?
I wasn't actually, no.
Becky was, because she's ill and really bored at home.
He has the best name ever.
So, I've got this from Becky. Thank you, Becky, for the content for the show. It was Simon Rimmer's birthday this weekend, TV chef. Do you think he is the kind of
person that just mentions his birthday all the time? Yes or no?
I think so. I think it's because that's only once a week, that show. And it so happened that this year it landed on a Sunday.
Yeah.
He was loving it. Thinking, okay. Oh, well, I'm going to celebrate with the whole country.
Well, let's find out. I'd like your guesses, please. How many times did they, on this show, talk about the fact that it was Rimmer's birthday? His birthday was actually the day before, but that didn't stop
him. Was it?
Didn't stop him.
Oh, that's unbelievable. Can't
Chris,
do that.
I'm going to go 12.
12.
It's not the Queen. 12 mentions of Simon's birthday.
At least it wasn't like Wednesday or something.
Craig.
I'm going to go for... I think 15. I'm going to go for it.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
On Sunday brunch, how many times did they mention it was Simon Rimmer's birthday?
Rebecca will be bringing us pink champagne for Simon's birthday. Right, and we should also mention it was Simon's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, mate. And a British Tea Time classic fit for even a Scouser's birthday. Yeah, it was your birthday yesterday. We're in the kitchen with Emily Atack.
I should also mention the fact that every dish that we're doing today, they're all my favourite things.
Yeah, are they?
Because it's my birthday weekend, I love this. This is my favourite omelette. Right. Plus, Marina and the Diamonds will be helping to bake my birthday cake.
I think now it's my birthday and I'm heading towards real kind of post-middle age.
Do you have a favourite number?
No, I mean, when I was a kid, it would be 5, that's my birthday, and 7 because of Keegan Dalby.
I want to say red.
I would say red, yeah. My birthday's in May. Don't forget, it is for my birthday, so it's my rules. Make a special cheese and potato pie, again, for my birthday.
Plus, also, in homage to Simon's birthday, we'll be tasting pink fizz, which is his favourite drink, bizarrely. Right, now, birthday boy.
Right, the next part of my birthday meal is a cheese, onion and potato pie.
Because this is my birthday weekend.
Yeah, because this is my birthday weekend, I feel I can have whatever I want. For me, I would eat that entire pie myself, because it is my birthday weekend.
Now our drinks expert Rebecca's got a special birthday treat for you, Simon.
Happy birthday. Yeah.
Birthday cake.
We're going to make the final dish of my birthday weekend.
Your own birthday cake.
I'm 3 years old.
we would sing him happy birthday, but I think that sort of television's a bit cringy.
Dear. Happy birthday to you.
Perhaps you'd like one for your birthday. I'll give you a new symmetrical object in hyperspace for your birthday.
There you go.
That is crazy old Rimmer. That's ridiculous. <isn't it?
laughs> 25 mentions of his birthday.
25.
No. Tiff in Nottingham, give yourself 20 Scott Mills points. And also you, if you said 25. Matt in Kent, just shy, he said 23. He loved to mention it, didn't he?
25. Do I get any points? I got 50. I said 15. What did you
say, Chris? Would you get points?
I went near. I got 12.
I was nearer.
No, you were still only get points unless it's the exact one. If it's 20 points,
oh.
What are you on about?
I thought you get some points.
I love how Lovejoy was like, "Yeah, it's a bit cringy singing happy birthday on TV. Happy birthday." Lol, that Marina and the Diamonds had to bake a cake.
Why would he choose out of all the pies? Why would he choose a cheese and onion pie for his birthday?
No idea.
Happy birthday, me! I'm sitting and eat this cheese pie.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Okay. Okay, guys, here's your next situation. So, the other day I called my friend Nick Bright, who is a DJ on BBC Radio One Extra.
Hi, Nick.
He's a good boy.
Good boy.
He's a good lad.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
He's a good lad.
He's a good boy.
He's a good boy.
You don't say good boy.
No, I said that to David Williams' dog. He's a good boy. Anyway, I called up Nick and I told him a brilliant thing that had happened to me the other day. Only it didn't happen to me. It was just the lyrics to Year 3000 by Busted. Quite recognisable lyrics, you would think. Remember, it's me making the phone call. How long could I keep Nick on the phone for before he realised it was just the lyrics to Busted Year 3000 and not a brilliant story from my life?
Nick, well, he is quite clever.
Yeah.
He's Nick Bright.
Whoop.
Yeah. So I think... Minute...
A minute before he realises.
I'd say 50 seconds. I think he'll twig.
50 seconds before he realises I'm doing the lyrics to Year 3000?
Well, I think he's going to go along with it just to be polite. So I'm going to go 2 minutes.
He is
maybe
a polite,
right, yeah.
Polite guy.
How near do you have to be with this?
I'm saying within 20 seconds.
See, I want someone to do it to you, Scott. I want Chris to do it to you and see if you'd be polite, even if you realised.
I wouldn't.
We'll try with it.
I really wouldn't.
Stand a sod off.
Yeah. Let's find out.
What's the kidding?
So I'm calling up with the lyrics to Year 3000. Greg thinks 50 seconds before he realises. Hmm. Chris says 2 minutes. Let's find out.
Hello.
Nick, it's Scott.
Hello, mate.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you very much.
Just ring in. You never guess what's happened to me.
What's happened?
Right, one day, when I came home at lunchtime, right?
Yeah.
I heard this funny noise.
Okay.
So, as you would, went out to the backyard to find out if it was one of those rowdy boys.
You've got a lot of rowdy boys around your way, I've heard.
So, stood there with my neighbour, called Peter.
I've never met Peter.
Yeah, he's all right.
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm stood there with Peter, my neighbour.
Yes.
And a flux capacitor. Peter is quite into building stuff, so he told me that he built a time machine. Like the one in a film I've seen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm just intrigued.
He said...
What?
Can you guess what he said next?
I've been to the Year 3000. Not much has changed, but we live underwater.
How do you know this?
It's a song!
What's the song?
Busted, Year 3000.
Yes! Yes. I wanted to get to this bit. It's pretty fun. Happy birthday, Matt Willis, ex of Busted. It's his birthday today.
Is it? To the
future. 1 minute and 6 seconds, which means that you, my darling, can have the Scott Mills points.
Do I get points?
Yes.
Well, I didn't get the exact time, though.
No, we said, though, within 20 seconds.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right?
Yeah.
How many points for one that doesn't speak?
His birthday at all is today. 20 points. 20 points from the birthday boy.
Can I say happy birthday for the one that doesn't speak?
Happy birthday. Yeah. He doesn't like to talk about it. I want to play all of this.
That's a clever joke, fest, isn't it? Celeb fest at the moment.
Certainly is.
Matt Willis, yeah. One of them speak, and Simon Rimmer. Yeah. In the space of a few days.
I know. And that was Oh, What's Occurring for Tuesday.
Oh, what's occurring?
BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.